各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good morning, peace be with brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣圣恩带领。
Thank the grace of God.
让我们进入最后一天的圣经讲习会。
So then now we are in this last day of Prima Seminar.
请翻开约翰一书第四章。
Let's start by reading 1 John.
约翰一书第四章的主题是真信仰之道。
First John chapter 6, the title is the true faith.
分为两大段。
And there are two different sections.
第一大段是分别诸灵。
Part one is to test all spirits.
第二大段是行在爱中。
And second is to walk in love.
从这两个主题就可以让我们看出这份信仰是不是真信仰
？And with these two points, we can tell either this faith is true faith or not.
第一节到第六节是谈到分别诸灵。
It talks about distinguish all spirit from verse 1 to 6.
就是我们要能分别真理的灵跟谬妄的灵。
That is to say, we have to be able to distinguish between the spirit of truth and spirit of absurdity.
我们要能分辨他们的来源。
We have to be able to tell their source.
要能分辨他们的信仰。
We can, we should be able to tell apart different faiths.
要能分辨他们的谈论。
So that we can tell what are the differences in between the talks.
先来谈第一点。
Point number one.
分辨他们的来源。
To tell where it comes from.
四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Verse 1, beloved.
这里告诉我们啊。
Here tells us.
一切的灵啊，不可都信。
It tells us that we should not believe in every spirit.
不是所有的灵都是出于神的灵哦。
Not that all spirits are coming from God.
有些是出于魔鬼的灵。
For some of the spirits are coming from the devil.
是谬妄的灵。
They are the spirit of error.
那我们怎么知道这个灵是不是出于神
？How do we know that the spirits come from God?
这里告诉我们总要试验。
For we should always test them.
你要把它检验啊。
We have to verify its source.
到底是不是出于神
？So that we can know it just comes from God.
因为世上已经有许多假先知出来了。
For there are already a lot of false prophets.
掺杂在我们众人当中。
And they are mixed among us.
那如果没有去查验，我们就会受迷惑。
If we don't verify, then we will be deceived.
我们看提摩太前书四章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章第一节。
Verse 1.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼的道理。这里说必有人会离弃真道。
Here says, in the last days, someone would abandon the truth.
人离弃真道，当然有许多原因了哈。
There may be a lot of reasons.
有些人受逼迫就离开真道了嘛。
Some people may depart facing persecution.
有些人用这个贪爱钱财就离开真道嘛。
For others, for love of money, they would go away.
这里说这样这里是说这里离开真道的人是听从那引诱人的邪灵和魔鬼的道理，他离开真道了。
However, the reason stated here is that they heed to deceiving spirits.
既然是引诱人的
，for this spirit is deceiving.
那可见他用方法嘛来引诱人啊。
And what are its ways?
比如说我们要钓鱼的时候我们会撒那个香料，有没有？
Say for instance, if we are going to fish, we will put something on the surface of the water to have the
那些鱼闻到那些香料的香气，它就跑过来嘛。
So when the fish smell this fragrance from this,
一过来又看到哦，那个我们那个钓饵当中又勾着虫啊哈，哎，它就哦，它就上钩了啦。
And the fish will come up, seeing their the bite on the hook, it's going to take it.
哦，所以引诱的意思说，它用方法来吸引你啦。
And therefore, deceiving here means that they have different ways for you to be on the hook.
啊，结果他讲的是什么？他讲的是哈。这个魔鬼的道理啦
，and its bite is the doctrine of the demons。
听起来非常有道理
，it sounds quite right。
但是是魔鬼的道理
，however these are doctrine of devils。
哦，因为这是引诱人的邪灵哦
，for these are the spirit of error。
哦，所以我们总要试验哦
，therefore we must always test。
怎么试验？很简单，就看他的言行。
How do we test? Is to see。How they do and how they walk.
哦，主耶稣讲的。
Lord says this.
哦，看他们的行为就可以分辨出他的果子啦。
From their work, we can tell their fruit.
我们看马太福音七章十五节。
Let's turn to Matthew 7:15.
马太福音七章十五节。
Look at Matthew chapter 7:15.
十五节，你们要防备假先知。他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面是残暴的狼。十六节，凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂可能摘葡萄呢？篱笆里岂能摘无花果呢？十七节，这样凡好树都结好果子。唯独坏树结好啊，这个坏果子啊。这里主耶稣要我们防备假先知。
Jesus here wants us to beware of false prophets.
哦，这个假先知啊，当然啊，他这个口才很好啊。
The false prophet, of course, they are pretty eloquent.
很会讲道理啊。
They are very good at giving sermons.
哎，但这个道理是魔鬼的道理。
However, this sermon contains the doctrine of devil.
很难分辨啊。
It's quite hard to distinguish.
哦，这里说外面披着羊皮呢，哦，好像绵羊呢，很温柔呢。
For here says that they are coming in sheepskin.
但是里面是残暴的狼。
However, inward they are wolves.
哦，所以伪装得非常逼真。
And it looks quite true.
所以就让人啊疏于哦这个防备谨慎。
And therefore we would let down our guard.
哦，那怎么分辨出来呢
？How do we tell them apart？
哦，十六节主耶稣说，凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Verse 16, here's the key. We have to tell them by their fruits.
哦，就是他们的行为。
That is their action.
哦，我们要啊仔细看，我们就可以看到细节。
If we pay attention, we can see the detail.
哦，所以有句话说哈，魔鬼藏在细节里啦。
And there is a word saying that the devil is in the fine print.
哦，我们哦，如果是一个人哈，真实的一个人哈，他我们这样讲说哈，会始终如一啦，一路走来始终如一啦。
For someone is true, their action would be the same throughout their lifetime.
哦，啊，不会变来变去啦。
And they would not change their course.
哦啊，变来变去哦，他还有哈一套说辞啊。
If they were to change the action, they would have an explanation for themselves.
哦，所以主耶稣说哈，好树一定结好果子啦。
Therefore, the Lord says the good tree will bear good fruit.
哦，坏树一定结坏果子。
And bad trees will bear bad fruit.
哦，所以哈，我们是可以哈试验出来的。
Therefore, we can test.
我们是可以分辨出来的哦。
Could tell them apart.
哦，所以哦，我们要分辨他们的来源。
And therefore, we should test their source.
啊，是真的道理呢，还是魔鬼的道理
？Are they doctrine of God or doctrine of devil?
啊，是出于邪灵还是真理啊
？Is it from the true spirit or is it from the devil spirit?
哦，第二小点就是要分辨他们的信仰。
Point number two is to test their beliefs.
好，我们看回约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn back to First John chapter four.
哦，第二节、第三节。
Verse two and three.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神。 从此你们就可以认出神的灵来。第三节。
Three.
凡灵不认识耶稣，就不是出于神。这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。啊，要分辨他们的信仰。
We have to tell their faith apart.
啊，是不是认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的？
The key here is, do they recognize that Christ is coming in flesh?
啊，当时的异端就是不承认哈，耶稣道成肉身来到世上。
The heresy at the time is that they do not believe that Jesus came in flesh.
因为他们说这个肉体是邪恶的。
For they are saying that this flesh is of evil.
属物质的是邪恶的。
And all the things that are material are evil.
神的灵是圣洁的，怎么会这个圣洁的灵怎么会道成肉身呢？
Since the Holy Spirit is holy, how can it live in the flesh?
另外一个说辞就是说，在耶稣受洗的时候，神的灵临在耶稣的身上。
And another heresy was that when Jesus baptized, the Holy Spirit rest on him.
耶稣要钉十字架以前，受洗以前，神的灵就离开耶稣的肉体。
Before he was crucified, the Spirit left him.
所以他们所说的就是幻影说。
And therefore, they have this hallucination.
那个神的灵没有真正在耶稣的身上啊。
Illusion,
我们是看到的是幻灵啊。
That is to say, all we see is an illusion of Christ, that the Spirit was not actually on him.
还是说暂时哈，暂时哈住在神耶稣的身上。
Or that the Spirit temporarily rests on the Christ.
但是他们的根本哈，他们的这个就是。不承认耶稣基督是道成肉身来的不承认耶稣就是神啊。
The nature of the heresy is that they do not recognize Jesus as God.
所以从他们的信仰就可以认出他们到底是出于真理的灵还是谬妄的灵。
From their faith, we can see either the spirit is coming is spirit of truth or spirit of deceiving.
看约翰二书第七节。
约
翰二书第七节。
Second John verse seven.
第七节，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。所以他们的信仰就是不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚救主了。
And therefore their faith was so that they do not believe that.Christ has come in flesh.
第三小点就是要分辨他们的谈论。
And point three is to test their speech.
看约翰一书四章第四节到第六节。
Let's turn back to First John chapter four.
第四节。
Four to six.
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的。比那在世上的更大。第五节，他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。第六节，我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵，要分别他们的谈论。
We have to test their speeches.
我们时常讲一句话。
Often we say the saying.
什么样的人就讲什么样的话。
Whatever type of people would have whatever type of speech.
什么样的人就做什么样的事。
What type of person would do what type of work?
所以他们是属世界的，不是属神的。
Since they are of the world and not of God.
所以他们就谈论世界上的事。
Therefore, their speech would be full of things in the world.
那世人也听从他们。
And the people in the world also listen to them.
就是说喜欢听这样的一种话题啦。
They like to listen to this type of conversation.
曾经有信徒这样跟我讲嘞。
And I was once a believer approached.
传道，你没有其他的可以讲的吗？怎么再讲都讲圣经呢
？Preacher.Do you have something else to say? How come you're always talking about the Bible?
你讲一些人家没有讲过的嘛。
Talk, talk about something else that people have not have a chance to say.
你讲一些我们没有听过的嘛。
Tell us something we haven't heard.
我说如果我讲人家没有讲过的哦，那我就讲异端啊。
And I say if I say something that's out of the Bible, then I'll be off the heresy.
对啊，我们就是根据圣经在讲道啊。
For we speak the sermon based on the Bible.
哦，所以哦，属世界的就会谈论世界上的事。
Therefore, who is of the world will only talk about things of the world.
他就不喜欢听真理。
They have no appetite for the truth.
如果属世界的，他就喜欢听世界上的事。
And those who are of the world, they like to know things of the world.
那属神的人呢？
And those that are of God.
这边说哈，属神的哈啊，必听从我们呐。
It says those that are of God will listen to us.
也就是说喜欢听真理嘛。
That is to say they like to listen to truth.
喜欢听真理就 会听从我们嘛。
If they like truth, they will listen to us.
我们来看以撒书第三十章第十节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以撒书三十章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 10.
三十章第十节。
Isaiah 30:10。
第十节，他们对先见说：“不要妄见不吉利的事。”对先知说：“不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说柔和的话和虚幻的事。”十一节。你们要离弃正道，偏离直路，不要在我们面前再提说以色列的圣者。这里是当初啊，神的选民跟以撒先知说的事情。
This was the conversation between the chosen one at the time. They were saying this to the prophet Isaiah.
因为先知按照神的吩咐去警告百姓。
For the prophet was going with the order of God to warn them of things to come.
不要再悖逆不听神的话。
You have to stop the rebellious action and start to listen to God.
如果你们一而再、再而三的悖逆不听从，
if you were to keep on your rebellious action,
神就会来惩罚你们。
Then God would come down and punish you.
所以百姓说：“不要再跟我们讲这个不吉利的话啦！什么神会，我们会遇到灾难；什么会巴比伦啊、亚述会来攻击我们。”
And therefore, people at the time saying, "Stop saying these things. How come you always say that Babylonians and the Assyrians would come and attack us?"
所以不要再跟我们讲这些正直的话啦。
Stop saying these right things.
要跟我们讲这个柔和的话和虚幻的事啊。
Speak to us smooth things and the prophecy of.
你讲这些我们都不喜欢听呢。
We don't really like to listen to these words.
我们常讲一句话了哈。
Often we'll say this saying.
忠言逆耳。
The truth often hurts.
良药苦口啊。
And the medicine tastes bad.
喜欢听的话不一定是我们需要的话。
Those things that we like to listen are not necessarily those that are good for us.
但是通常我们需要的话都是我们不喜欢听的啦。
However, those words that we actually need are those that sounds bad.
所以这些百姓告诉先知不要再跟我们讲这些啦。
And therefore, the people says, "Don't talk about these things no more."
先知跟他们讲说，你们不要离弃正路。
The prophet saying.Do not depart from the right path.
要走在正道上。
You have to walk on the right path.
结果百姓跟先知讲说，你不要再跟我们提以色列的圣者啦。
However, the people says, stop mention about the Holy One of Israel.
就是不要再讲神啦。
That is to say, stop mentioning to us about God.
不要开口闭口就跟我讲神啦。
Don't always mention about God.
听不进去了。
Because they don't have appetite for it.
我们来看提摩太后书四章第三节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3。
四章第三节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。这里保罗在告诉提醒提摩太。
Here's the reminder from Paul to Timothy.
你一定要传道。
You have to preach.
无论得时不得时。
Either in the right in season or out of season.
总是要传道。
You have to preach.
但是他这样跟他提醒。
However, here are the reminders.
时候将到，人要厌烦纯正的道理。
The time will come, people will not endure sound doctrine.
纯正的道理就是我们要听的啊。
Sound doctrine are those that we need to listen.
但是到最后，许多人会厌烦。
However, at the time, a lot of people would not endure it.
因为不属神嘛，不属神不属神就会厌烦神的道理。
For if people are not of God, then they would not endure it.
耳朵发痒。
They would have itchy ears.
就随从自己的情欲。
And they would follow their own desire.
增添好些师傅。
And they will add to themselves teachers.
所以这个增添好些师傅，这个师傅就是异端的师傅啦。
And these teachers are the teachers of heresy.
你喜欢听好听了，我都专讲你喜欢听的，让你听。
If you like to listen to smooth talk, then I would tailor my talks for you.
曾经有信徒这样跟我讲嘞。
There are some members that.Told me this.
传道，你不要再讲我们人有罪了，不要讲罪了。你讲罪，人家会反感呐。
Preacher, stop saying that we have sinned because this will turn a lot of people away.
你讲爱就好了。
Only talk about love.
说神爱我们啊。
Just say that God loves us.
你不要讲人有罪了。
Stop saying that we have sinned.
那我就问他。
Then I start to ask him.
对你说讲神爱我们嘛哈。
Yes, this is true.
神爱我们爱到死嘛，对不对
？So God loved us until He died, right?
那为什么神爱我们爱到死？因为我们人有罪嘛，所以神为我们人的罪来为我们死嘛。
And He loved us until He dies. The reason why He dies is because we have sinned.
所以有些时候我们都自己吓自己呀。
And a lot of times we are scaring ourselves away.
我们现在不要用灵言祷告了，我们用灵言祷告，人家慕道者第一次来就吓跑了。
We're saying, we should stop praying in tongues because that's gonna scare new believers away.
人家都还没有吓，我们就吓着了；人家都还没有怕，我们就怕死了。
People have not even started to afraid, then we just scare ourselves.
当然我们会先介绍嘛，我们一开始会用悟性祷告，但是我们后面我们会介绍什么叫做灵言祷告嘛。
Now, of course, we'll start with the prayer of understanding, then we'll slowly introduce them to speaking in tongue.
第四节这里说。
In verse 4 is saying,
掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
Verse 4 says they will turn away their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fable.
其实神的道理非常简单。
The word of God is quite simple.
神道成肉身来到世上，就是要拯救世人。
God turned Himself into flesh to the world to save us.
为人的罪定死在十字架上。
For our sin, He was nailed on the cross.
三天复活。
And 3 days after He resurrected.
复活之后，降下圣灵保惠师来，跟我们同在。
After His resurrection, He sent Holy Spirit to abide with us.
末日主耶稣要再来审判。
And at the end days, He will come again and judge us.
属神的就得永生。
And those who are of God will receive everlasting life.
不能得救的就受永刑。
And those who does not belong to Him would receive everlasting punishment.
道理就是这么简单啊。
And this is the truth in a nutshell.
但是反而很简单的道理人家听不进去。
However,People would not endure simple truth.
结果都会觉得说这么简单的道理有什么道理啊？
And they're saying, is that all? Is it this simple?
都要听那些很玄哦。
they will have to, they will have appetite for
mysterious things.
All these different philosophies.
其实这是魔鬼的伎俩啊。
And all these are deceit of the devil.
所以属世界的就论世界上的事。
Therefore, those who are of the world will only talk and think the thing of the world.
就讲世人喜欢听的话啦。
They will talk smooth talk that people have appetite for.
那世人也听从他们嘛。
And people of the world will listen to them.
那属神的呢？
And those who are of God,
属神的哈，必胜过世界。
Those who are of God will win over the world.
就是说不会受世界的事影响啦。
That is to say, they will not be affected.
虽然他们都谈论世界上的事。
Although their peers may talk about things of this world only.
虽然世人也都听从他们。
Although this majority will listen to this false.
但是我们不属世界。
However, we don't belong to.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
属神的就胜过世界。
And who are of God will win over the world.
为什么？
Why is the case?
因为那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
For he who is in us is greater than who is in the world.
比那在世界上的。是指的谁？就是魔鬼啦。
And who are in the world are the devil.
在我们里面的就是基督啦。
And who is in us is Christ.
基督比魔鬼更大啦。
And of course, Christ is greater than devil.
虽然魔鬼是世界的王。
Although the devil is the king of the world.
但是基督是万王之王，万子之主啊。
Christ, however, is the king of kings, lord of lords.
我们看约翰一书五章十九节。
Let's turn to 1 John 5:19.
约翰一书五章十九节。
1 John 5:19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。魔鬼就是世界的王啊，所以全世界都握在他手下。
Here says the whole world lies under the wicked one because the devil is the king of the world.
但是我们不属世界啊。
We, however, are not of the world.
因为我们胜过世界啊。
For we have overcome the world.
我们怎么能胜过世界？
How can we overcome it?
看约翰一书五章第四节。
Let's take a look at chapter 5, verse 4.
五章第四节，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。第五节，胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？所以我们能胜过世界。
Says here we can overcome the world.
就是我们的信心。
It's based on our faith.
那我们的信心从哪里来呢？
And where does it come from?
就是我们信耶稣就是神的儿子。
This faith is coming from that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是我们相信基督就是弥赛亚，就是救世主。
That Jesus is Messiah and He is the Savior.
耶稣基督就是神。
And He is God.
这个就是我们的信心啊。
This is the foundation of our faith.
好，那认识神的就听从我们啊。
And who know God will listen to us.
就是他喜欢听真理嘛。
And they would like to listen to truth.
那不属神的就不听从我们。
And those who does not belong to God will not listen to us.
我们看约翰福音十八章三十七节。
Let's turn to Gospel of John 18.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John 18:37.
三十七节，比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王。”我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听从我。这是主耶稣在比拉多面前受审的时候啊。
This describes the questioning of Pontius Pilate to Lord.
比拉多跟主耶稣的对话。
And this is their conversation.
因为 这个祭司长啊，这些长老哈，啊，来控告啊耶稣了。
For this high priest and elders have accused.
哦，说哈，你看哦，他哦就是反抗哦罗马政府啦。
Saying that he is the head of the rebellion.
他正自称为王呢。哦、这很严重呢。
And he called himself king.
就带头要来反叛政府嘛，说他是王嘛。我们只有一个王呢，就是罗马皇帝嘛。
And he is leading the rebellion, for we only have one king, which is Caesar.
哦，所以比拉多就问他说：“你是王吗
？”And therefore, here is the question: Are you the king?
哦，耶稣说：“哦，你说我是王哦。”耶稣不是说我是啊，就按照他的话哈，按照他的话说，你说我是王，就是意思说你说的没有错啦。
Jesus wasn't saying that I'm the king. He's saying what you're saying is right.
但是你所说的王跟我所说的王不一样啦。
However, the word king for you is not the same as the king that I'm saying that I am.
耶稣不是这个世界上的国的王啦。
For Jesus wasn't a king on the earth.
耶稣是神国的王啦。
Jesus is the king on the heavenly kingdom.
是属灵的王，不是属世的王啦。
He was the spiritual king and not the worldly king.
所以耶稣说：“你说我是王。”
And therefore Jesus say that you say that I am a king.
哦，我为此而生，我为此来到世上。
I was born for this cause and that's why I'm here.
哦，原本他不在世上，他在天上啊。
Because he wasn't in the beginning in the world, he was in heaven.
他来世上的目的是什么？特为真理做见证。
And the reason why he became flesh to the world is so that he could bear witness to the truth.
所以耶稣说，凡属真理的哈，就听从我的话了。
And says Jesus, whoever listens, whoever is of truth, hears my voice.
所以我们要能分辨哈，他们的谈论。
We have to be able to test their speeches.
到底是论世界上的事，还是论真理的事
？Do they talk about things in the world, or do they talk about God?
好，我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2.
二十节。
20,
不要藐视先知的讲论，二十一节。
20 and 21.
但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，二十二节。
Verse 22.
各样的恶事要禁戒不做，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Verse 20 says, "Do not despise the prophecies."
哦，这是大原则。
And here, this is the general direction that we should be following.
哦，先知就是代表神在讲话嘛。
For the prophecies are the word of God.
哦，旧约称为先知嘛，还是先见
？And in the Old Testament, these are the word of the prophets.
哦，新约称为使徒嘛。
And in the New Testament, these are the word of the apostles.
哦，使徒就是奉差遣的人。
And the apostles are those who have been sent.
哦，奉差遣哦，代表神说话嘛。
And they speak, in behalf of God.
哦，就好像我们现在的大使一样啊，一个国家的大使出去就是代表这个国家的总统嘛。
Just as our ambassadors, that they represent the president of the country.
他奉总统差遣哦，代表总统。哦，对外说话嘛，他说的话就代表总统啊。
The ambassador have been sent by the president, and therefore what they say represent the word of the president.
哦，先知顾名思义就是神啊，先让他知道嘛，神先告诉他嘛。
And the prophet knows things ahead of time through God's word.
哦啊，所以他在告诉百姓嘛。
And in turn, they will transfer the information to the people.
所以叫做先知嘛，他先知道嘛，神先告诉他嘛。
And therefore, they will know things ahead of time.
哦，啊，另外一个名字叫做先见。
And another name for them are the seers.
哦，神先让他看到嘛，神哦让他看异象，哦看异，哦做异梦嘛。
For God will show them wonderful dreams so that they will know things ahead of time.
哦，然后他就将他所看到的哈， 他所梦到的哦，啊，去跟百姓讲嘛。
Based on what they see in the dream, they would tell to the people.
哦，所以大原则哈，就是不要藐视先知的讲道。
And therefore, the principle here is do not despise the prophecies.
但是有些是假先知啊，不是真先知啊。
However, some of the prophets are false.
哦，所以二十一节才说哈，但啊，但。但就是接续前面那句话嘛，啊，但，
啊，
要凡事查验。
Verse 21 says, test all things.
哦，啊，查验就是下面两个结果嘛，哈，善美的要持守。
And those that are good, we should keep.
啊，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
And every evil we should abstain.
啊，如果哦，转换一下，用我们现在的话来讲。
If we were to say this saying in our in today's turn.
不要藐视传道的讲论。
Do not despise the word from the preacher.
但是
，however，
凡事要查验。
You have to test all things.
如果这个传道他讲偏了
，if the word of the preacher it's kind of veering off to one side.
不是传道讲的都对啊。
It is not necessarily that everything that comes out of the mouth of the preacher is all correct.
他讲偏了。
Sometimes it's going to be false.
对啊，所以啊，我们自己也要分辨的能力。
And therefore, as members ourselves, we have to have the ability to distinguish.
哦，如果啊，这个先知啊，他没有坚持的话。
If the prophet did not have their steadfastness.
受迷惑、受引诱。
If they have been influenced.
所以他讲的就不是讲神的话的，他是讲自己的话嘞。
In that case, what comes out of their mouth would be falsehood.
哦，道理就偏掉了。
And they may not have 100% truth.
哦，在我们的历史当中，就有人这样受影响，传道偏了啊，就哦，那信徒没有分辨，有就跟着偏了嘛。
In the history of our church, there were incidences where the preacher become false.
哦，所以哦，这里就告诉我们哈，哦，要凡事查验。
And tells us here that we have to test all things.
他所讲论的。
What was the saying? What was the prophecy?
是不是纯正的道理
？Are these in accord with the truth?
哦，如果不是
，If that's not the case,
我们自己要能查验分辨哦。
We have to test them.
哦，我们就能认出他来哦。
Distinguish them and tell them apart.
哦，这到底是出于真理的灵，还是谬妄的灵哦
？Is this coming from the truth of the spirit of truth or spirit of error?
好，第二大段哦。
Section number two.
啊，七节到二十一节哈。
From verse 7 to 21.
啊，行在爱中。
It says, walk in love.
哦，行在爱中，也让口语跟我们看到哈，这个到底是不是真信仰啊
？And with the action of walking love, we can also tell this falsehood apart.
哦，这一段也讲到几个重点。
And there are some points here.
啊，第一个就是爱的根源。
And first point being the origin of love.
第二个就是爱的显明。
And point two is a manifestation of love.
第三个就是爱的实践。
Number three, practice of love.
第四个就是爱的经历。
Number four, experiences of love.
啊，第五就是爱的完全。
Number five, consummation of love.
啊，爱的根源哈，我们看第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8 talks about the origin of love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神生的，并且认识神。第八节，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。好，这里就谈到爱的根源。
Here tells us about the origin of love.
因为神就是爱。
For God is love.
爱就是从神而来的。
And love comes from God.
啊，既然我们行在爱中，
if we walk in love,
啊，这个相爱就是神儿女的明证嘛。
If we were to walk in love, then we'll show the love of God.
哦，爱就是基督徒的标志嘛。
And this is the symbol of the Christian.
哦，主耶稣这样说嘛。
For the Lord says,
你们有彼此相爱的心啊。
If you have the heart to love each other,
众人就认出你们就是我的门徒了。
Then the people will be able to tell that you are my disciple.
所以神就是爱的根源。
God therefore is the origin of love.
好，第九节、第十节就谈到爱的显明。
Verse 9 and 10 talks about manifestation of love.
神救赎人的行动。
The salvation of God.
就显明出神无比的爱。
Has manifested the love of God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
神差他独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。第十节。
Verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。前面讲说神就是爱。
In verse 8 says that God is love.
那神的爱在哪里？我没有看到啊。
And where is love of God? I can't see it.
圣经跟我们讲说神的爱已经显明出来了。
But here says the love of God has already showed to us.
从神救赎人类的行动就显明出神的爱。
From the action of his redemption, we can see the love of God.
所以第十节最后一句话说，这个就是爱了啦。
Therefore, in verse 10 says, this is love.
就好像小孩子，妈妈跟小孩子讲说，妈妈爱你呢。
For instance, if a mom were to tell the children, mom loves you, mom love you.
如果小孩子用自己的看法感受说，我没有看到你的爱啊。
And the children may say, but I can't see your love.
妈妈说，我每天的行动就是爱的显明啊。
And mom would say, every day what I do for you is it's showing my love.
每天煮饭给你吃啊。
Every day I cook for you.
每天为你洗衣服啊。
Every day I clean your clothes for you.
对半夜还会进去你房间看到有没有踢被子啊，踢被子又把被子把你盖起来啊。
And when you fall asleep, I would check your room, either the blanket is still on.
这些动作就显出爱啊。
And all these actions are to show my love.
这个孩子说，有吗？你有跟我盖过被子吗？我从来都没有看过啊。
And the kid may say, but I've never seen you put on the blanket for me.
有妈妈要帮孩子盖被子、踢被子、盖被子，说，孩子啊，你踢被子妈妈给你盖被子盖好了哈。会把他说，我要跟你盖被子吗？
With a mother wake the children up saying, "Hey, I'm gonna put on the blanket for you."
都静悄悄的，按照脚步很轻很轻很轻，怕走进去孩子的房间把他吵醒，都很轻。我看被子有没有踢掉，有踢掉，就按照轻轻的把棉被又把它拉过来盖着这样。
And of course, the mother will walk softly and slowly pull the blanket up so that it covers every part of the body.
所以这个行动就是爱的显明嘛。
And these actions are a manifestation of love that shows the love.
虽然我们没有看到，
although we do not see it,
不代表神的爱没有显明啊。
It doesn't mean that the love was not manifested.
就好像妈妈跟小孩子盖被子一样啊，有没有叫醒他？他还在睡觉啊，他不知道啊。
Just like when the little children are sleeping sound and the parent walk into the room to pull the blanket up.
好，十一节到十二节。
From verse 11 on.
好，爱的实践。
This is the practice of love.
十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。十二节。
Verse 12.
从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。这个就是爱的实践。
And this is the practice of love.
神既然这样爱我们，
for God loves us so much.
我们受到神爱的激励，我们就会彼此相爱。
By receiving His love, we should love each other.
不但爱神，也爱人。
We should not only love God, but also love one another.
用神对我的爱，大家彼此来相爱。
We should share the love from God and love each other.
那我们在实践爱的过程当中。
In the process of walk in His love,
就会让人在爱中看到神。
Then everyone around us will see God through our actions.
所以十二节这里说，从来没有人见过神啊。
And that is why verse 12 says, "No one has seen God at any time."
但是我们彼此相爱当中，就让人家看到神啊。
If, however, we love each other, and everyone will be able to see God through our actions.
因为神就是爱啊。
For God Himself is love.
如果我们有彼此相爱的心
，If we practice love among us，
哦，那这里就说哈，哦，那我们爱神的心呢、啊，就得以完全的啦。
Then, His love will be perfected in us.
好，十三节到十六节。
Verse 13 to 16.
啊，这是爱的经历。
This would be the experience.
十三节。
Verse 13.
神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。十四节。父差子做世人的救主，这就是我们所看见、所见证的。十五节。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。十六节。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这里十六节说哈，神爱我们的心，我们也知道。
Verse 16 says that we also know that God loves us.
从哪里知道？
How do we know?
圣灵的内住。
We know God loves us because He lives in us.
就是神同在的证据。
That is in form of Holy Spirit, and this is the proof that God lives in us.
哦，所以，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里呀。
Therefore, God put His Holy Spirit in us.
哦，所以我们知道神爱我们啦。
Through Holy Spirit, we can know that He loves us.
虽然我们看不到神啊。
Although we cannot see Him.
但是我们每天都感受到神的爱啊。
However, every day we can experience.
哦，你看哦，神哦，每天都从让太阳从东边出来啊，那从西边落下。
We can experience His love through creation, such as the sun come up from the east every day.
哦，神按时下雨啊。
And according to the need of the earth, He sent down rain.
让五谷菜蔬能可生长啊。
So that the vegetables and the trees and fruits could grow.
让我们饮食可以得到饱足啊。
So that we have enough food to eat.
哦，所以不管信耶稣的，没有信耶稣的，每天都在领受神的恩典啊。
So for either those who believe or not, they receive the grace of God regardless every day.
哦，只是我们哦，这个不知道的人，只是说他没有感受到，他不认识啊。
And those who don't believe, it's because they have not known God yet.
哦，我们在这边聚会。
Having a service here.
我们哦，这个电灯哈，我们那个开关一开，电灯就亮了，我们可以在里面聚会啊。
Whenever we turn on the switch, the light comes up and we can have service indoor.
但是这个电力公司会寄单子来说，我们上个月电费用多少啊
？However, every 2 months we will get a bill from BC Hydro saying this is how much you owe us.
我们水龙头一开，水就来了。
Whenever we turn on the tap, we will get water.
但是下个月那个水公司也会寄账单来，你上个月水用多少钱啊
？However, every 3 months we will receive a bill about it as well.
天上的神从来也没有从天上寄单子来说，你上个月那个太阳会多少度啊，多少钱啊？
And we never receive a bill from heaven saying last month this is how much sun you have used up.
哦，上个月哦，那个下雨哦，雨水的费用多少钱呢
？And we never got a bill saying last month this is how much you should pay for the rain that I sent down for you.
我们现在坐到这边哦，我们这个呼吸哦，我们呼吸空气这个氧气啊，我们觉得很自然，对不对
？And right now we have this air that we can breathe in and out.
但是只要我们被送到医院哦，那个氧气罩一照上去哦，那个氧气是要钱的。
And when we are sent to the hospital, they put on a mask for us. Yes, they are going to charge us for the air.
我们在这边呼吸不用钱，神从来也没给我们收过钱。
Breathe here, we are not charged.
所以神的爱每天都在我们生活当中，在我们的生命当中啊。
And therefore, His love is in our life every day.
那神特别又将他的灵赏赐给我们，住在我们心中。
And God specially sent down His Spirit to live in us.
所以更让我们清楚明白，神是爱我们的。
So that we could experience Him and know that He loves us.
哦，因为圣灵的内住嘛。
For the Spirit lives in us.
好，再来是十七节到二十一节。
Next is verse 17 to 21.
完爱的完全。
This is the consummation of love.
十七节，
17.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在世上也如何。八节，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。十九节，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。二十节，人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，这就是说谎的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。二十一节，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。啊，这一段谈到爱的完全。
Here talks about the perfection of love.
爱会驱除惧怕。
For love will drive away fear.
我们先不要讲哈这个属灵的层面哦。
Let's not talk about the spiritual level yet.
我们先来讲哈人跟人之间的关系啊那个爱就好了。
Let's focus on the love among men.
完全的爱真的可以驱除惧怕。
Perfect love would drive away fear for sure.
如果我们感受到对方的爱，真的我们一点都不怕哦。哦，比如说，哦，先生感受到太太的爱，太太感受到先生的爱，他一点都不惧怕。
If the husband could experience the love from wife or vice versa, then they don't have fear.
但是那个爱如果不完全，会怕哦。有没有？大家好，感受一下哈。还是说我们家里面的哈，爸爸啊，父这个亲子关系，爸爸跟妈妈啊啊这个这啊啊，抱歉了，爸爸跟孩子啊啊，还是说妈妈跟孩子，亲子之间呢、啊？
The love among say between father and son, between mother and daughters, if this love is not complete.
哦，如果我们感受到完全的爱，我们一点怕都不会。
If the love is complete, then there wouldn't be fear.
啊，一样，我们在属灵里面，啊、哦，哦，如果哈、哦、这个属灵的爱是完全的。
Similarly, if this spiritual love is complete.
所以我们也一点害怕都不会了。
Then there wouldn't be any fear.
啊、哦，这里特别说哈、哦，在审判的日子可以坦然无惧。
Says here especially that we can stand firm, on the judgment day.
因为在爱里没有惧怕。
Because there's no fear in love.
因为惧怕里面含着刑罚。
For in fear it involves torment.
那可见惧怕的人在爱里没有得完全。
And those who have fear are not made perfect in love.
哦，比如说，如果我对我的太太是完全的，我站在我太太面前哦，我一点怕都不会。
If I were to have complete love towards my wife, then I would not have any fear if I were to stand in front of her.
那如果没有呢？
If I do not have,
一定会惧怕，因为良心有亏啊，你会怕、啊。
If I don't have the complete love, then there would be fear because of the conscience.
好，我们看雅各书二章十三节。
Listen to James chapter 2 verse 13.
雅各书二章十三节。
James 2:13.
二章十三节，因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原像是向审判夸胜，怜悯就是爱了。
Mercy here is referring to love.
好，爱可以向审判夸胜。
For mercy triumphs over judgment.
哦，所以我们完全的爱，末日的时候，我们站在审判台前的时候
，If we have perfect love, when we stand in front of the judgment seat,
我们一点惧怕都不会。
We will have zero fear.
哦，因为怜悯原是向审判夸胜的。
For mercy triumphs over judgment.
哦，所以我们在生活当中啊，就要来实践神的爱。
Therefore, in our daily lives, we have to put God's love in practice.
哦，约翰一书四章十九节这里说啊。
First John, chapter 4 verse 19 says.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love Him because He first loved us.
啊，十九节就谈到爱的动机啊。
Here talks about the motive of love.
啊，为什么我们爱
？Why do we love?
因为神先爱我们，所以 神先爱我们，就是我们爱的动机啊。
This is our motive of love because he loved us first.
哦，神的主动先于人的反应啊。
God triggered a love and this turns into our action.
哦，就好像主耶稣讲的一句话。
Just like our word that our Lord says.
不是你们拣选的我，是我拣选的你们。
It's not that you chose me, but I chose you.
啊，不是你们爱我，是我先爱你们呐。
It's not that you love me, but it's because I love you first.
啊，这个就是爱的动机呀。
This is our motive of showing love.
因为神爱我们，所以我们要爱神爱人呐。
Because He loved us first, and therefore we love people and love God.
哦，二十节就谈到爱的虚实哦。
Verse 20 tells about the true or false.
哦，爱神的心哈，要透过爱弟兄的具体行动表现出来。
The love towards God have to be examined through love of brothers.
哦，这里说若有人说他爱神。
Says here, if someone says he loves God,
却恨他的弟兄,
but he hates his brother,
啊，这个就是说谎了,
and this will make him a liar.
哦，不能爱他所看见的弟兄,
if one could not love the brother who he can see,
哦，就不能爱没有看见的神啊,
he won't be able to love God who he cannot see.
哦，所以爱神要透过哈，我们爱弟兄的具体行动表现出来。
Therefore, we have to show our love towards God through loving the brothers that we can see.
看得见的你都不爱了，那你说你爱那个看不见的？
If we cannot even love the brother who we can see, how we can say that we love the God that we cannot see?
二十一节就是爱的命令了。
Verse 21 is the commandment of love.
所以这边说爱神的也当爱弟兄。
Verse 21 says those who love God must love his brother also.
这是我们从神那边所受的命令。
And this is the order that we get from God.
好，我们这一节上到这边哈。
And this session ends here.
同心默祷。
Let's pray together.